AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue, outside a federal building in Dallas.
I seen a gentleman coming out of from back of McDonald's shooting at random, and it sounded like he had an assault rifle.
Police say a man exchanged gunfire with them and was killed. He was identified as Brian Isaac Clyde. Herman Turner is a witness.
Kind of breaks my heart. You know, these people, you know, just don't care a life. I don't know what this man's motive was.
The motive is not clear yet. A bomb squad later examined Clyde's vehicle as a precaution and performed controlled explosions. Israel is not invited to a Middle East peace workshop. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Israeli-Palestinian peace conference will have neither Israelis nor Palestinians. A White House official says no Israelis were invited because it's focused on the administration's economic vision for the Palestinians and not on political issues. The Palestinians, though, are rejecting the peace plan out of hand, saying the Trump administration is biased toward Israel. They're urging Arab nations to also boycott. The White House has said Jordan, Egypt, and Morocco will attend the meeting in Bahrain. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A spokesman for Iran's nuclear program says the country has a need for uranium enrichment up to 20%, only a step away from weapon-grade levels. Morgan Ortegas at the State Department says this is no surprise.
This is a pattern of 40 years of behavior. It's consistent with how the Iranian regime behaves.
The Trump administration is easing previously announced cuts in hundreds of millions of dollars in aid to the Central American nations of El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, but says it won't provide new assistance until they reduce the number of migrants coming to the U.S. borders. Heavy rains led to the deaths of a man in Kentucky and the rescues of four other people in two separate incidents. One of those rescued, a 90-year-old woman. This is AP Radio News. Deaths on highways took a slight drop.
The number of motor vehicle fatalities was down slightly in 2018, but not by much. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's early estimates have 36,760 people dying in crashes on the road last year. That's a decrease from the year before, but only by 1%. They've got a reporting system for states in the country that says a crash must involve a motor vehicle on the road and must result in the death of at least one person within 30 days of that crash. The final report will be out later this year. Shelley Antler, Washington.
The police department in Topeka, Kansas is apologizing for a tweet on Father's Day, encouraging people to turn in dads who have outstanding warrants. The department says the tweet was meant to be lighthearted and humorous, but ended up being hurtful. The tweet in Topeka, Kansas was quickly deleted. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.